you know, as far as looks and whatnot. So, but anyway, she'll be getting her 221R back here pretty quick. And Melissa just loves that lollipop mic. I don't know. It's more of a novelty than anything, I guess. Boy, she just swears by that microphone. Back to you there, Tom.
Yeah, Roger. Well, it does sound interesting, but, well, you know, you do it too, I suppose. You see something that strikes your fancy, and that's the answer, you know. Oh, well. Okay, well, I'll let you go for now. There's always another weekend you can go down to Saskatoon, I suppose. And Melissa probably wouldn't mind seeing the trains either. We'll say 73s and catch you a little later. BE5, Echo Bravo, VA5, Tango Mike.
Yeah, real good, Tom. You have a great day there, and keep warm. And we'll catch up to you a little further down the log. VA5 Tango Mike, VA5 Echo Bravo clear and monitoring.
5RJM, the one echo papa. You by the frequency there, Randy?
Yeah, good morning, Emil. VE1 echo papa, VE5RJM. How are you doing this morning?
Doing okay, but we're snowed in. We had another 2 feet of snow last night. seems to calm down, but they're telling me there's more snow coming on Friday, so I don't know where I'm going to put it over.
Nice that you're getting a little bit too there. I hate to take all the glory there for all the snow there. Oh, we've got about 6 feet here so far over the winter. So yeah, if anybody's got trouble finding a place to put it, it's me here. I've already cleared away, I already cleared away one path here again. So I filled that up and got to do it again here. It's, high on the edges of the driveway again, so yeah, it's pretty crazy. We're supposed to get some more this week here too, so yeah, I don't know. Planning on going out tomorrow and blowing some snow, so I'll be there for probably half a day there. Back to you.
Yeah, I think I'm convinced I'm going to get myself a front-end snowblower, put it on the machine, and you're not, will save half the time, half the fuel, and expenses though, they're like $5,000 for a front-end snowblower over.
You know, it's, you know, if you've got a big driveway and stuff like that, you know, it definitely save time and work there, so. And, you know, you can always, push somebody else's out, probably recoup some of those costs. So yeah, it's one of those things, we're not getting any younger, so need some of these tools to help us out there to make it light and make it a little bit easier doing some of these jobs. So it'd be a good idea there, I think, for you there, email to get something like that for yourself. You've got most of it there already, so you just need the attachment there, I understand. So at least that much there. Over.
Yeah, I'll have to send you a picture of my machine. Anyway, almost buried in the snow there now. No, I'm glad it's hydrostatic drive though, that's for sure. And when you start spinning, you can put it in what they call turtle mode, and then I've got a lever on the heel that locks all the differentials. So. It pretty much moves when they get that down, over.
Yeah, Roger. That all helps there. Hydrostatic. That's the way to go there. So it sounds like the machine you got there is perfect there for what you need there. So something like that would be too big for my usage here. I have a snowblower, and that helps me out big time instead of the shovel there, hi. So I use it as like almost like a walking stick there when I snowblow. Boy. So it's not that bad for me to snowblow. It's electric start, so I don't have to hurt my back trying to pull the rope or anything like that. So yeah, little things like that help a big difference there. But for me, that would be overkill. But sounds like you got a lot more there on your plate there than I do. So. But anyways, what's the temperature like since you got the snow? How's the temperature over?
Yeah, it was 0 degrees, but there is a wind blowing from the north, gust winds, but Well, I should probably get going. I got to make a pathway so I can get my car out to go get some more diesel. And so I got to clean my driveway up before I can do anybody else's. I don't like driving the tank on even half full. It condensates and then it gives you trouble over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, anything, you know, like below half, you know, you're going to get condensation build up there in the tank. And, of course, condensation is water. So yeah, it will hurt the performance of your engine there. And possibly freeze up there. But at least your temperature is not all that cold. Yeah, the wind here kind of sucks for us here, too, you know. So when it comes up, but even the temperature is nice, the wind makes it so much colder. So yeah, anything more than the 20-25K winds, and it's really has a colding effect there. Seems to want to go right through you, no matter how many air layers of clothes that you may have on. So, but anyways, 73s, I'll let you go on your way there and start your day. So talk with you later. VE1 Echo Papa, VE5 RJM, 73.
Yeah, very good there, Randy. Well, better get to it to get at it. 73, just thought we'd give you a shout. 1 Echo Papa Portable Clear.